News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There will be a tsunami of retirements from An Garda Síochána by the end of this year. That's the warning from the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, whose annual conference begins today. Ronan Clare, Deputy General Secretary of the AGSI, joins us now. Ronan, why do you say there'll be a tsunami of retirements?
Good morning. Yes, what is happening is 30 years ago there was accelerated recruitment, and now that that 30 years has, members have completed their service, a lot of them have decided to leave early because, and the reason for this, Shane, is that there is immense frustration amongst the membership of An Garda Síochána as to how their working conditions and how the job has revolved over the last number of years. Particularly members of that era, they feel that they're losing touch with communities, they're losing touch with why they joined the job. But they joined the job and had a career in An Garda Síochána to go out and help people and to meet people, and they're spending out in the street, intermingle with the community, that's how the Guards has been successful over the last 100 years in this
How many retirements are we talking about here? When you say tsunami, what does that mean?
It's unknown at present, but I suppose I done a briefing to a pre-retirement course in Templemore last week, and there was 50 on that, and they're looking to expand them courses up to 100 participants now, and there's seven or eight.
That doesn't tell us a huge amount. There's thousands, tens of whatever. What was it? 12,000 Gardaí. You're going to have 100 people retiring every year.
That's 7 or 8 courses this year.
Yeah.
So you're looking at, we had 588 members leave the force last year. Out of 13,900 approximately, 169 of them were resignations and 319 were retirements. You're probably looking at doubling the retirement
turnover,
figure.
Is it, or just under 4% turnover?
You're probably looking at 600-800 people retiring, and in regard to resignations, looking at the figures for the earlier months, particularly January this year, if that trend continues to play out, we'll have a 20% increase in resignations as well. So you could be looking at 900 to 1,000 people leaving the An Garda Síochána. Okay.
Could that be linked also to the fact that there's a pretty generous pension, and once you hit 30 years, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can actually take that pension and go. So we could just be seeing that coming to fruition after 30 years.
I don't think so. Historically, a lot of members of An Garda Síochána have always stayed on for the additional years till they reach the retirement, mandatory retirement.
Yeah, but it's a different workplace now, Ronan. There's lots of opportunity. There's lots of prospects. You can move into a different career. You can take your full pension and go and do something different.
Yeah, what our membership is telling us, they are really frustrated with how the An Garda Síochána has evolved. And it is to do with, it's all to do with, they feel they're not out doing the job that they should be doing, and that they're unable to deliver the service to the public. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of new systems that have been brought in and new policies. And they feel they're spending more and more time inside An Garda stations, inputting statistical information.
I'm just looking at some of the other things up for discussion. Garda Sergeants and Inspectors calling on the Minister for Justice, Andrew Harris, to carry out a root and branch review of how members are investigated when allegations are made against them. Complaints, this is an important one, Garda uniforms, the new Garda uniforms are too cold. There's a need to change that uniform. And the other one is they want Helen McEntee to follow the example of Ryanair and buy accommodation for Garda to live in. I think we can probably both agree that isn't going to happen.
Well, I suppose, firstly, there's three separate motions in regard to the uniform and the thermal value of the uniform on the agenda.
That's a serious point. You don't want Garda out in the streets absolutely freezing cold.
Absolutely, and there is big problems, and we'll be looking to the Commissioner when he attends the conference tomorrow, to address these issues as a matter of urgency. Yes, there is big problems in regard to the length of time that discipline investigations are taking within Garda Síochána. There's also huge problems, and, we'll be bringing this point up with the Minister and the Commissioner in regard to the suspensions and the length of time suspensions are taking. Some suspensions are taking, going on for 3 to 5 years, and in some cases for relatively minor infringements. And our members, our membership have a serious issue with that, because to suspend someone is a very serious thing, and the criteria should be really looked at to the what all other avenues should be examined, and suspension should be a last resort.
Ronan,
because if
We're just out of time, Ronan. I was just going to wish you well at your conference in beautiful Westport in County Mayo. Ronan Clohart, Deputy General Secretary of the AGSI. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.